está para mañana.
Who?
The stuffed potatoes.
Stuffed potatoes?
Yeah. Sure. Stuffed. Sure. My so
mashed potatoes.
Sure. Yeah. My mother used to make
mashed potatoes. You core out the potato. What are you doing? How do you make it?
My mother used to make mashi from all the vegetables.
We
tomatoes,
onions.
Potatoes, onions, very good. Pepper, green pepper.
Very good.
Excellent. Yeah. Carrots.
Delicious, Rabbi.
Carrots wouldn't do.
You've got the taste.
How can you make mashi from carrots?
Why can't you?
How can you scoop it?
She cores it out.
No, buy the thick one.
You get a thick one and she sits and cores it out. It's hard because it's
raw. How about radish?
It's raw.
Can you make radish too?
No, we never tried.
Why? It's
like the we tried peas. No, but the mashi does not. It's delicious, though. With mishmash?
With meat?
Fantastic.
You put meat in it?
But I don't know.
Yeah, we
don't
know
the best thing.
Meat and rice? Delicious.
The best thing. The best thing. The best thing ever. I'll go with that one.
According to the rabbi, you take dates, you take all these, especially dates, there is more, another thing. And they shiv aminim. If you mash it, and you, after you eat, you say, al ayat, al pere ayat.
So, Rabbi, wouldn't that go the same
thing? But wait a second, didn't you say before, if it became solid, if you made the hadorah and it became solid, you say, shehekho.
What do you compare one of the things? That's different. That's
I'm comparing the marzipan piece of marzipan candy, which, from what I understand, you're telling me I should say ayahs.
That's what the rabbi said.
Before the rabbi said, if it gets solid, you say shehekor.
Yeah,
well, here's a piece of marzipan candy. It's
because
solid.
Because already became shehekor before becoming solid.
Okay. Which?
The like the rabbi. At the beginning, it becomes liquid.
That's the whole thing.
And the liquid
boils
becomes
it down,
solid.
And then it comes solid again.
What do you compare one with that?
Yeah, I never made it.
I was this,
I told you, they keep boiling it, boiling it, then it becomes thick.
I don't make it, my wife makes it. I don't make that stuff.
I thought your wife, she makes meat. Really meat.
No, she makes
meat. There's only a few of us.
Well, you also said, the older rabbi also said before that if you take a fruit, and you cook it so it becomes mush, mesh. You say shehekor. No. Say you take a fruit or a vegetable and you cook it, and it becomes mush. You say shehekor.
Like what? An apple.
Any fruit, whatever it is. You said before. You said it becomes shehekor. So why is that different than this marzipan and this almond?
You're only mashing it. You're not changing. You're not cooking it.
Are you sure it's not cooked? I don't know how to make marzipan. We bought the paste. We bought the oven paste. We had the bakery, so I don't know.
I don't know about that, but I'm thinking about
what makes it very hard to understand that the rabbi said anything, even if it's mashed and everything, you give it its original beracha. Ayetz, ayetz. But he came to the only thing, amardin. He agreed also, Shekhar. All the rabbis.
Did he say why?
Of course he says. He says this is messed up together, and there is a change of the name. The name is not anymore what was before. I told him once, I said, Rabbi, the Amens are also, they call it Masapan, they call it a different name. He said, because they call it Amardin, a letter, they say, call it in Yiddish.
Letter.
That's changing of the name. It doesn't satisfy. The answer is not satisfactory. I told that to the rabbi personally. But he said, already Minhag Yisrael, Baruch Alam Shekol, okay, Minhag Yisrael, Minhag Yisrael, Baruch Shekol, Masapan too. Yeah. Now, there is fruit that's called sabra. You know it? You don't know sabra? They sell it here plenty.
It's a prickly.
What do you call it? No. Sabra.
It looks like a pear.
It's like a pear with little thorns.
Prickly.
It's sabra?
Piece by piece, I have a bit of a word.
No, Bersua, Bemua.
It's like a...
It's a prickly pear. In English they call it prickly pear, I think is what they call
it. Oh, Tineshok.
Eh?
Tineshok.
Is that a long one? No, no, no. Tineshok. No, no, Tineshok. I don't know.
Alhamdulillah,
Shok Mafia, Abraham. Because they have...
Right.
Yeah. That's it, isn't it? That's it. That's it. No. Why they call them Eretz Sabra? Because this Sabra mainly used to go in Israel. Now they go even here in America. They call the Israeli people call them Sabra because of this fruit. This is that means native of the country. The bracha on the Sabra Bore Pre Aetz.
It's not such a big tree.
Huh?
The tree is like this one.
A tree, but it's tree. Carries fruit from year to year and so on. It's not a question of big or small. The stem's hard and carries fruit 1 year after another. Banana, even if it will be bigger, still adama. Why? Because never.
New growth
bears fruit. You have to make plantation.
No, a new growth comes out.
No.
Without planting again. A new growth. A new trunk will grow from the ground.
We call them plantation, mataya bananot. In Israel, and now they make plantation to them.
They do, they are plantations.
Yeah.
But that same one that grew this trunk this year, next year, they don't have to replant it. Another trunk grows out of the ground. It's as if another tree grew. But it's from that same one, but it's from in the ground.
No, yes. I know they come, they make again to go into the ground. That's what I know in Israel. They call them this way, Mata'ya Bananot. Mata'ya because Mata'im Utah. This is their name even. And the first time that they eat Sabra, if a person eats Seishahyan, the first time of the season, every year, just like any other food. Chagnub, Boxer,
St. John's
bread. What do you say?
Yes.
That's right. But it's, some people, it's very, very harmful to them. Still, but I used to say...
Harmful to the teeth, Robert.
Oh, yeah.
It could break your teeth.
That's here.
Right. Yeah. No, in Israel, if you get it fresh,
when we very eat soft, them, it's good, very yeah. soft, delicious. It we can't even taste it.
Yeah, it's soft.
It's a fresh, soft, there's nothing. This year is very, very dry, impossible to eat.
Really break your teeth.
What would you say on Kamaya?
Kamaya originally was Shakot,
Because it's not planted.
Because it's not planted. But today, mushroom, they say.
They cultivate mushrooms now.
Huh?
Now they're able to cultivate mushrooms.
That's
they grow mushrooms.
They say. That's why they say, well, we're Adama today. Mm-hmm. Originally, was supposed to say.
So now,
Charcoal.
Today on all mushroom dollars, you should say
you used to import it.
Because you planted it.
The Stoda brand, we used to bring
but,
it
But originally, mushroom was charcoal. Because it goes by itself. Without planting.
Right.
You used to import it.
Tiny?
You never ate?
They say...
No, I'm a Kamei.
Any food that grows on the ground, not on a tree, borepri, adama, all berries that they come in the field, they say, borepri adama, today you say berries. Robo tree, I said, there are berries that they go in,
strawberry.
And by itself in the field, they say borepri adama. Only berries that they grow on a tree, borepri ice. Bananas is Boreperi Adama. Of course, they all ask, why? Oh, for its trees. We said the sign of a tree is not only to be a hot stem, but also to bear fruit 1 year after another. The bananas is not so. Because the banana is really, it's a tree, looks tree, it's So if you have, you know, foods that you have to say Hayetz, and you have banana, don't say Hayetz first, because maybe it covers for banana too. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Because after all, it looks like a tree. If by mistake
you say, I'm not including the banana in the
banana. If by mistake you said, well, I put ice on the banana, you'll say the halal. Mm-hmm. If our father is Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that, even though usually we say first Bokhari Ayes and then Bokhari Adama, why? The more specific you say first. But in such a case, if you have an apple and you have a banana, say first Bokhari Adama and the banana, and have in mind you don't want to have
cover the apple. Well, why couldn't you do the opposite? Say first Ayes and have in mind you're not covering the banana.
Yeah, but because usually people make a mistake. More
mistake.
See the banana, it looks like on a tree. If by mistake he said for ice, usually he knows that he's going to say Adama, then it's good enough. Mm-hmm. You could say Adama. But the same. Papaya.
Yes.
Papaya Adama.
Papaya?
Like a cantaloupe.
Really?
That's what the rabbi said.
No, I understood papaya grows on a tree, a continually flowering tree.
The rabbi said papaya is Borei Pri Adama.
Oh.
I myself, when I read it the first time, because really I don't know the papaya, but it's Aitzu Adama. I didn't even know about it. But the rabbi said this is like vegetable, you didn't say Adama.
What is papaya, the rabbi?
Eh? A peria papaya, do you know Kedinya? Banjan, of course, we all know what the Adama. This is no question. Okay. But papaya, we don't seem to think that this is Adama. We think Ayat. I remember when I, the first time I ate mango, I almost threw up.
You liked it that much, huh?
I went to Egypt, because in Israel we didn't have no mango. I went to Egypt in 1947. They want to give me something. They said, we'll give you something you never tasted in your life. The best thing.
Delicious.
They brought me there, mango.
If it's true.
I saw them praising it so much. I had a little, I was going to throw up all my meal. I couldn't.
Now you like it.
No, not too much. I don't like it up to much. It has to be very light, soft.
What are the different kinds of mango?
I don't know. I'm not so.
No.
The popcorn, what do you say? What do you think?
Yeah, cool.
No.
I always said
Adama. Seems to be that you're right. Because that's the same thing what we argued before. You can tell this corn.
Can you tell it?
Popcorn is very difficult to recognize.
If you see it, yeah.
To many postcorn say charcoal, but they always said Adama.
Cornflakes would be in the same classification. Can you tell a cornflake if you look at the cornflake? You see the corn? You don't see a piece of corn.
But you know.
So the same thing with popcorn. Same thing with popcorn.
Sliya. What do you do? You know what Sliya?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what it is.
Wheat.
Alcohol. Wheat.
To Bishvat, they do it. They boil it and they put some alpha on it. This is wheat. Wheat, of course.
Like
Adama. As long as they didn't make it flour yet, that's Bogapri Adama. In case he made charcoal, it's good enough, but he should say, Bogapri Adama. Sometimes they cook flowers with something else, like with honey or that. They make halloween, so. I mean, from roses, from that. I don't know if someone might worry, but someone. I'm not worried that to come on here. So what do we have?
Oh, they squeeze the leaves, the petals of the flower.
Sometimes.
How do you make it? It's like the other.
Oh, it's not they don't squeeze
like
rose water. What is it?
Rose water used to make it in the home.
It's ara?
Like the ara.
Oh, I thought they squeezed the petals.
The flowers, the roses, and put it.
Oh, I thought they squeezed the petals. I never realized that.
We don't do that. Yeah. He says, the rabbi said, if you have flowers that cook with honey, they make halawiyat out of it, you say, Borei Pri Adama. We don't. We say, Shakol. This is, again, the same principles, but we have differences. Then comes sesame, peanut, all this, if it is halawiyat, many times you can see it like sweet over it.
Sesame they coated, ball, like the sesame
they coated with sweet. Borei Pri Adama. Halva, what do you say on it? This again here, he agreed with this to say Shakur.
That's like the Ahmadine for him, in other words.
But he said, this is a different Allah. The Ahmadine is the only the fruit is there. What do you do with it? Mm-hmm. You mash it and you dry it in the sun. Sun dry, you know. But in here, you mix it with different things, with sugar, with them. That's different. Maybe he makes a charcoal because of the other things. This, he can give you an answer. Mm-hmm. You understand? Here is, the name is different. Sli'ah instead of wheat. They're coated with all kinds of sweetness. And also, the look is different. Three different things he agrees with. He said, but only because the look doesn't make it. Of course, we all know that. Tomatoes, what do you say? Adama. But of course, when you eat it, not during the meal. During the meal, it's covered by the bread.
Of course.
Yeah. When you eat tomatoes by itself, without the meal, you say Adama. If you have a tree which is not fruit tree, and there is something grows of it, is edible, can eat it. What do you say on it? Sometimes it becomes like nuts. They are not fruit tree. Like walnuts in it, and they take it.
Well, you grow not the tree for the walnuts.
It's not the walnuts. It's another walnut. Sometimes there is many trees. Not fruit tree. It goes on eat certain things, and then a person goes to eat them.
Probably
he said it's edible, charcoal. Mm-hmm. Because it's not really the tree for.
That's not,
the
what, that's not what the tree is grown for.
That's right. Potatoes, of course, Borei Pri Adama. Anything that doesn't go out of the ground, what Baba Chad is saying, it's understood. Like meat, fish, and everything is charcoal.
Now they have
cheese.
They have what's called aquaponic.
What's that?
Aquaponic. They don't use water. They don't use dirt. They use water. They grow with
tomatoes.
Oh yeah.
In water. What would you say then? Charcoal.
That's not from the Adama. How could it say from the Adama? Charcoal.
Organic.
The question. Not organic, aquaponic.
The person?
No.
They don't have it in dirt, they have the root in water. It's just water.
That's
it, just grows from water. No dirt whatsoever.
Today, in Eretz Israel, there is yeshuvim, religious yeshuvim. When it comes the year of Shemitah, they don't want to work on the land. They do this. They make them grow in water.
They grow it in
very
water.
Expensive. Because, but they want to do some business. They do it, business, they invest, and then they sell it much more expensive. In order not to take from the ground. Once it will be in the ground, it will be Shemitah, you can't use it. They make it to be able to grow, to cultivate and do it. It's all underwater.
A question, somebody takes one of these fruits that are grown this way, and he doesn't know what it's. He knows naturally it's grown in the ground, and he says Borei Pri Adama.
Yeah, but that's why today they know people are careful. They know, you know, the stores in Israel,
Be'echshel
Badatz. You go every store. Ooh, you know, these stores you can buy definitely from them. The rest, yeah, okay. So what? They call Be'echshera Badatz. Badatz, that is Bedin over there. They call it Bedin Tzedek, an abbreviation in Hebrew. They say Badatz, Be'edadet Tzedek, Bedin Tzedek, of the Edah Haredit. Edah Haredit means Agudat Yisrael, like in the Torah card, the very religious. They okay it. If they okay it, you know, this is not Shemitah, no problems of Shemitah. And this, you can see many stories of this, that there is already supervision, that they know what it is. And of course, there is what you say, there is a lot of doubts. What is it? But because of the supervision, they know what it is. There is supervision on everything there. Mm-hmm. Supervision on food, to know they took Truma and Maaser out of it.
Now?
That was the same, sure.
Really?
Sure, even now you're not allowed to eat Tevel. And else, I don't know. I once was a child. My father, Alav HaShalom, took me with him to Haifa. I didn't know why my father goes to Haifa. He never goes to Haifa. He went to visit a relative because he's in the suburb of Haifa. Suburb of Haifa, that's Kiryat. Kiryat Hayim, Kiryat Motzkin, Kiryat, many, many Kiryat. Small towns that... We went to Kiryat Hayim. We had some relatives over there. He went to visit him. Took me with him. We came there. Right away, the man who lives in the Kiryat, they have like farms over there. He went outside and he bought fruit right away. Where from? The field. He brought them home. We were there, I guess. Right away, I took one. I went to say, my father stopped my hand. Leave it. Wait a minute. We have to take first maaser out of it. And the special process. He took the maaser and everything. Then said, now we can eat.
And what did they throw the maaser out?
Maaser podim or don't do that. They redeem it on a very small coin.
And then what did it was a coin?
That's
right. So they just saved the coin forever?
Oh, no. They destroyed it. They throw it to the water, to the ocean, and nothing. This is very special, and some Sidurim, I don't know if Sukkot David Sidurim, there is at the end of the Sidur, they show you how to make maaser, what they put in the Sidur today. That's only in Eretz Yisrael, outside there isn't. But there is an order, they tell everybody how to make maaser. Today here they bring, I had a bar mitzvah of my son, I went to the food store, told him I want this box of oranges.
Yep.
So, Rabbi, what of a sudden you need a box of oranges? I said, I have a party. So on the occasion, I told him, I have a bar mitzvah. He sent me all of a sudden a box of oranges to the house. Gift. What is it? Jaffa oranges. I said, I have to pay first. Maaser, and then...
You don't depend on the farmer?
I said, then I had to make the maaser. And just so...
Why, the farmer didn't pick up?
Huh?
He doesn't know. He didn't know. There was no luck on it.
You're right, not the farmer. There they do it in the stores. But the question is, if there is supervision on the farmer that goes export, that there's a shipping to the house office, maybe they did. It's a doubt. If not, it's terrible. Therefore, I made maaser here, on the oranges in my house. I went there. He tells me, Rabbi, this food from Jaffa. I said, never mind. Give me the Florida here. I took because I don't want to sit down and make maaser. It's difficult. That there are many things.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
Rabbi, the Yiddish Shemitah, how do they handle what they grow? How do they handle the distribution? How do they give it out? Would they collect money?
What they do?
Yeah, the fields grow. Now what happens?
Yeah, very good. The law is to leave it. Anybody that wants to come to take, further.
But the guy has a large field. I mean, They don't gather it and give it out?
Thank God that you are very happy that you didn't see poor people.
Wow.
Now thank God you see only people that are not poor.
More poor than this.
But there are certain countries are many, many poor people.
They're
ready to wait, just open the gates for them to come.
Wow.
Man, But really, your question is good. But they don't do business with it. They take it, they load it on a truck, they go, they sell it in the market with the cost, what cost them.
They sell it into the market.
What sell it for the, just for the cost. They're not even a penny more to bring it, load the truck to give it to the people. This is like giving away to the people. Very small amount of money. It's very difficult. Today, the things of food that come from Israel, that's why there is a Shemitah, Shemitah. They call them Shemitah stores.
Really?
Yeah.
But yeah. The owner of the field, if he has the Shemitah, if it's the year of the Shemitah, and he has to give out all his growth of his produce,
that's so.
He's allowed to do something else to earn a living?
Sure.
He can do anything he wants, just nothing relative to growth of produce.
That's
or,
right. He can go and work different work.
Right.
Yeah. But he can not only that, he can also pick up from the food and eat from it. Not for business.
Right. For his
own. He can eat. But he can't also store it in his warehouse and he will eat a year later. No. Because if it's already finished in the field that the poor people cannot come and have anything,
right.
You can have anything.
Let's say it's a week before the period of the Shemitah is over and he has a whole field.
He must put it out.
That's it, finished.
Sure, he can't. That's what I'm saying. He can't store it for
right, until the Shemitah is over.
Yeah. There is, the Torah played very safe. But a person should not come and make tricks on the Torah. The Torah didn't give them a chance to make a trick.
Question was only a throw.
Yeah, sometimes we say anything that there is a little flower in it, you say the bracha of the flower. But only if the flower comes to hold it together, then you don't say the bracha of the flower. For example, we grind meat. From the meat we make patties, kaftes. But this kaftes, in order to hold, you put a lot of matzah meal of flowers. With a rule, once you have flowers and something, even if it is little, still you say bracha of the flowers. But when the flowers come just to hold the thing together, you still say the bracha shakol. Why? Because this is not the main thing, flowers. Usually we say the flower is the main thing, even if it is a little. But when the flower comes just for the purpose of holding it together, that's, well, you're not eating it for the sake of the flowers. Therefore, you say the bracha of the meat, shakol. Today in Eretz Yisrael, always they talk about kaftes, schnitzel. You know what schnitzel is?
Yeah. Cutlet.
Cutlet, exactly. Well, today here they say cutlet in America. Mm-hmm. In Eretz Yisrael, schnitzel. The schnitzel is tasty, something good. Cutlet here, exactly. And a chicken cutlet, they all like it. And this is what he says definitely, charcoal, even though what? You put matzah meal in it, complex combs. Don't come and say, look, there is flowers. There's matzah meal.
Really?
And that matzah meal comes only coated to hold it.
What about when I put the breadcrumbs on top?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter, same
That's
thing.
What I'm saying, the same thing, charcoal. Now, that's your question. Kamai.
Oh.
Omashu. Shakon.
But. Okay, go ahead.
Shakon. If he said for a pre-adama, he fulfilled his duty. Even though we said not to say for a pre-adama. If he said by mistake, finish. It came from the adama, even though it doesn't nourish from the adama. I said that today that they planted, they say Adam. Now your question. Fruit that they come, they go in a potty. You know, there's potty that they put ground on it and it goes. They're still nourishing from the ground because they put it from earth that's called like that. But that's what you said, water.
No, no, no. Aquaponics is no different whatsoever.
I said, that's the difference.
Right.
We come to this. That's your call.
You tried any?
He said, any fruit or vegetables.
I don't know.
Any fruit. Any fruit or vegetable that it grows out of water, shakol. Only if goes from dirt, even though not on the ground, still borei pri adama. Okay? Because sometimes the people say, here, this is a pot. You put here, you make it go. You put it on the ground. If there is a hole over here, no shame for the ground. If not, why should it say borei pri adama? Even if there is no hole, when this clay, you put it on the ground,
porous.
Nourishing from the ground. Therefore, we have to. Now, what do you say that coconut? What do you say on it?
Right.
But there is many times, you take the coconut, the juice in it.
The juice, yeah.
What do you say on the juice?
Charcoal.
Charcoal, very good. How about if you, by mistake, you said borei pri adama under that juice?
I would say that body probably be covered.
Yes, because it is from
the tree.
If you made a mistake, it's okay. When a person takes the coconut, he wants to eat the coconut and drink the juice out of it. What barakah should he say?
At the same time?
Yeah. At the same time. You swallow it together? No. He eats coconuts and he drinks the juice.
He probably says he has the highest on the ground.
The chocolate.
On the table.
Chocolate, what do you say, Jan? What do you say?
I would say shakur.
Shakur. But if he said borei pri adama, it's good.
Because it comes from the tree.
Comes from the tree. You know that?
Cocoa.
You didn't know chocolate comes from the tree.
Cocoa bean.
Yeah. Because really comes from the tree.
It's hard to say.
Cocoa today, what do you think the cocoa comes from?
Cocoa beans, like
coffee
beans.
Sure.
Yeah.
And that is the cocoa, is a tree. And they make out of it the chocolate. But since it is from the tree, if you said borei pri adama, but of course you should say, shakol. Oh, today there is this mlabas. Almonds coated with sugar.
Right.
What should they do? This is a problem. This is a big problem.
Yeah,
if you knew definitely there was an almond in there,
yeah,
you would probably say highest.
According to what the...
If you knew definitely there was an almond in there.
You're not eating it for the almond.
Take a lot of the almonds, borei pri adama, and take a lot of the sugar, say shakol.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, sure. Some rabbis say that, but it's hard to tell them. And since it's very hard, they want to eat the mlabas the way it is. And they should say shakol, because that's what comes first in his mouth. That's it.
And now what if you don't chew on it? What if you suck on it until you get to the almond?
Now
all you have is the almond in your mouth.
That's, now he asks a good question. Somebody saying what he said, let him, after he sucks the sugar,
say hi, it's not him.
Say hi, but it is in his mouth. This is because there is a din, if you forgot something to say beracha, you put it in your mouth.
You can still say
what do you have? You have to take it out to say beracha and then put it in your mouth now. Therefore, what he's saying, the chatehillah, a person should not say beracha on something that is in his mouth, should say the beracha before putting it in his mouth, because of the pasuk in Tehillim, Yema lefi tehillatecha. My mouth is filled with your praise, but you have something over there, your mouth not filled with the praise of God. You have something over there. That's a very tricky thing, the pasuk, to explain it. Your mouth should be only filled with the praise of God. And Shlomo Elokim. This is the person, but as we say, since there isn't, he is right. You finish sucking, if you come to the fruit, you do not chew it with the other things, you say for a price in it, because you say for a person by mistake, he forgot to say for a price. Put in his mouth. Then he remembered before swallowing, then he should put it on the side, say the bracha, even though they say it should be malefite ladecha, in such a case, so here also the same thing. You can't take it out. Once you take it out, that's already, you can't put it in. This is what one king asked a rabbi. He said, I don't understand your religion. So what? He said, sometimes if there is certain food, if the insect, anything, did not come out of the food, still the food is, you can eat it. Once comes out, finish, you can't check it. So that's kind of a loser. You know? And all of a sudden, once he was eating that, then he told him, what do you have anymore? Bad food? The mishmash, something, amadin, apricot, my mind. So then put it in the spoon here. He put it. After he put the spoon, he said, eat it. He said, come. It was your mind, just before. It becomes already.
Mules.
Maus. They say, well, done. Same thing here. He said, what do you ask? And he answered, the rabbi answered him. That means there is certain things, we can, something here, what, you take it out of your mouth, to say, beracha, and be mouse. Then he leaves it, and he says. But the custom is really to say, most of people, beracha, shakol, finished, they finish it with it. They have in mind, shakol on board. Okay, now, there is an apple sometimes, they make it, like sweet, and they coat it with certain sugar. Today there is all the apples that they bake them, they put something on it, like syrup or something, sugar, and if it is really all this, what should it do? Take the coated things, sometimes you coat it with flowers, certain things you coat with flowers. Take the coated thing, you separate honey, and someone said, since you are at least the main thing, you say beracha on it, for both, for all what you have. Someone said, no, say beracha on this alone. When you come to eat the fruit or whatever it is, you say beracha on the fruit. This is especially now that they coat things with flowers, many things. Flowers is mezonot. Mezonot definitely covers everything. Same mezonot. Even the mlabas today is not all sugar. Many times mlabas is made out of flowers. The majority is flour, not sugar.
So jelly apples, two berachot.
Huh?
So an apple with the sugar coating would be two berachot.
I said, if it is sugar coating and it is, what's the main thing?
The apple.
But therefore, but he's not tasting the apple first.
Yeah, if you take a bite, it's both.
If he takes a bite, it's okay, then to finish, you say on the apple. Yeah. If a wine mixed with a lot of water, if the majority is water, of course they say, shakot. And you can make a douche on it.
You cannot.
Ashkenazim, they do say kiddush.
Really?
Sure, and they say a given. They say a given, even with the majority is water.
Really?
And many, many times they came to ask Rabbi, if I hear the Kiddush from Ashkenazi, if he has the majority of his wine is water, and it's good enough, and I'll tell him it's good.
Really?
Maran said you cannot mix the majority of the wine with water. It has to be majority wine. This is the rule. You have a cup, 3/4, 2/3 must be wine. The rest water is okay. But you cannot make the majority water.
So the Ashkenazi must be holding on the Tom.
That's not exactly, you know. Well, what Shem, they follow Shem. Maran goes Tom.
If you had 40% wine, 60% water, you would taste the wine. You would taste the wine.
They go according to the Ashkenazim, even if they go water, that's right. They tell you to
so
say.
I'm saying, they must be going according to Tom, the taste. If you can taste the wine, then they hold the
Yeah, Maran goes according to the law. In this case, yes.
60% water, not 40%.
Water is says shakol. The water says shakol. When you drink water, it says shakol. Sometimes you drink water, you don't say shakol.
When you're not thirsty.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Very fast. That's it. Why do you drink it? Because you take something. You want to swallow the food. You don't say shakol. Shakol only if you're thirsty. If you're not thirsty, you don't have. This is not like juice. Juice, you take it for the taste. Good oranges. You don't take it for thirst, you take it for the taste. You say shakol all the time. But water, if you drink it because you're thirsty, you say shakol. If you drink it only because, I ate food, it's in my throat. Again, I won't swallow it. I take water, no shakol. Correct, Norma? Doesn't happen to you.
What if you drink water because you're thirsty, you forgot to say the berachah, there's too much in there, what do? You swallow it, then say the shakol?
Yeah, no. If better, first of all, throw it. It's a berachah on something you don't drink yet, and you drink. The main thing not to get benefit from it when you didn't say berachah.
So orange juice too, if you had it filled up, you...
That's right, take another one.
What if it's halfway there?
If you drink can't it, throw it? If you can't
throw it. You drank some of the orange juice. Now you say the beracha on the next batch of orange juice?
That's right. Definitely. Suppose you don't like garlic and you ate a lot of garlic. You eat more?
No.
Same thing here. You eat without saying beracha because you ate a lot of that beracha. You eat more without beracha. The rest you say beracha. Do you understand?
Yes.
And sometimes, if you said beracha for the rest, God will forgive you what you did before.
Yeah.
Maybe the beracha will be good enough, they will take it back retroactive. Okay.
Okay.